Yes, that is what we're doing.
Oh, my butt is sore. You already started?
Yep.
No, come on. Can we start again? Is that it?
It's funny.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because they got rid of the delete button over the holidays while we were
did
away.
They?
Mm. Did they? I did a Pilates class. Are we really not going to start again?
Why?
Because it's
everyone's like tuned in now to hear about your bum bum story.
You did a Pilates class?
Yeah, good cover, hey?
It was Scotty's birthday over our holidays.
Oh, yeah, that was the 30th of December.
Repair is different in each person.
Oh, I thought you thought we were still celebrating for a month. I thought, settle down. Anyways, no, I did Pilates twice.
Yeah, why did you do it twice?
Because I accidentally clicked the book button.
I knew there had to be a run. I thought it sounded odd when you said I went twice
I said,
in one day.
You're here for two classes, and I went, yes.
Oh, so you booked online.
Yeah, and you couldn't see which ones you had booked, and I didn't know which one. I thought, I bet I booked the early one. Yes. And I thought, oh, I don't think I'd booked it because it didn't come up, so I booked the later one. So then I thought, well, I've got the morning, so let's go and
did
do
you
it.
Prepay?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to get the money back.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you pay on the day, you'd just be like, nah,
no,
I'm not coming
no.
back.
That's why I was like, I'm here for twice. Oh, and because you know how we did Pilates for a while, and mm-hmm. we didn't know if you go barefoot or with socks or anything like that. There's Pilates socks.
Oh, no, I knew that.
Oh, you did?
And so your foot goes into a sock, and then each of your toes has its own little sock that goes with
like,
those socks.
Oh, like Anthony Wiggle.
No, they weren't there. Yeah. They just had the grips on the bottom. So they just
they're
socks.
They're the Aldi ones then, probably.
Like you wear at a trampoline place.
Yeah, yes, at the trampoline place. So they've got little grips on the bottom, and then they've got a little strap that goes over the top of your...
I saw someone on Instagram who had the next level where your toes even have their own...
You guys should come back to Pilates with me.
There's one at the top of my street.
Oh, you're obviously not using it.
It hasn't opened yet, but thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's been hitting the cafe downstairs in anticipation.
We did a weigh-in here later on the show. I put on a few kilos.
Don't give it away. Hook them through, fatty.
I'm just trying to speed this along so I can get something to eat.
To be fair, you did pay him out.
Oh,
you
yeah.
used to pay him out about weight, so you understand how this is happening, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't
and
work
you even
anymore.
Actually paid me out about my weight quite a bit, so.
No, I never did.
Yeah, you did. Tubby?
I never did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. I had kids. What's your excuse?
He's a father of one. He's had kids.
I went to America. All the serve sizings are huge. And I ate a lot. But I enjoyed every minute of it.
There you go. So it's worth it.
I had the best French onion soup I've ever had in my life.
Well, you don't get fat from French onion soup, though.
Are you crazy? It's full of bread and they cover it in molten cheese. It's America. Oh, right. You got to break the cheese to get to the soup. There's nothing wrong about that meal.
Okay.
Followed that up with the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life, too. Same meal. It was a delight.
The same meal.
Mm.
And probably a lot of beer.
Oh, and well, what got you, too, is Canada. They do poutine. So poutine is chips. Sorry, I have to swear because it's so good. You'd fucking love it. So it's chips covered in gravy and then cheese curd.
Did you hear Cassie got engaged?
Obviously, yes! You were listening to my story.
I did. You said gravy and chips.
Oh, okay.
And gravy and chips is what she ate. Yeah, so sorry, I was listening to your story.
To another chick.
Yes.
Who also, I think... has been released. So they got engaged and she's been released.
Everyone has been tagging me saying, please be the celebrant. And I'm like, well, she hasn't responded back to any of my messages.
Yeah. Oh, that's delicious. Mm-hmm. No, we did talk about this before you went away.
Yeah,
I thought we
you asked
about
me
it.
To send a message. No, yes. Not that she was engaged. That happened over the holidays.
No. Oh, maybe. Yeah,
yeah. Definitely. Because people have been tagging me. We said that we were going to message her.
Yeah, right.
And then.
Because I thought to myself, remember, it was her last engagement
she's
that got her.
She's seen all my photos, by the way.
In trouble. That's right. She was getting the headphones for her bridesmaids.
Yes, full of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
That was her excuse. She said, no, I bought these headphones for all my bridesmaids. I didn't realize that it had cocaine in it.
Mm.
And then she had the story of some random guy who no one could track down who said he was going to kill her family if she didn't smuggle the cocaine.
Mm.
So,
long story short, poutine is delicious.
Can you? Oh, no, don't make any.
What? Make some.
Because now that I'm thinner than you, I need to keep it that way.
Okay.
So.
Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Yeah, he's coming in with plenty in 2020. He's giving it his best go to save the Stav, Abby and Matt show. It's the first one for 2020. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Stabby, morning, buddy. Well done.
Thank you.
That was brilliant.
Off to a good start.
Back for 2020. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Maddie, how are we?
We're good, mate.
That's the way, buddy. Missing you too.
I know.
The other one. I see her enough, I think.
Morning, sweetheart.
Morning, beautiful.
Don't forget to put on the slow cooker.
It's like, yeah, honey, all right, babe. Yeah.
He's not good.
So many orders in the holidays. It's good to get it back to work. I can finally relax, put my feet up.
See, most, we're at the end of the year, we're thinking, great, this is going to be good. We're going to have a few weeks off. But you're the opposite, Scotty, are you? You start to freak out and wonder.
Yeah, I'm running around chasing my tail most of the time because he's on me like a bloody, I don't know, sheep hurdler. I'm in a sheep just spouting me up all the time. What are you down here? What's going on there? What the shit? Whoa, whoa. What are you doing there?
Normally he says ones that you can't say on radio.
Yeah, I heard him censor himself.
Yeah, he's like,
He sweats a lot.
Yes. Yeah, that's normally what he says.
I'll be okay to go through the roof when Abby's around.
Well, it's good to have goals, hon, and good to write lists, and I'm glad you've taken it on board for 2020.
2020's a new me, everyone, so yeah. Get a list and a bit of paper and away you go.
Did you write this list or were you given this list?
No, I wrote one, Stav, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So he wrote it. So you've written some goals for 2020, as instructed by your wife to do so. Can you take us through the list of goals that you've got there?
Well, they're not really goals. Mm. I've just written a list of things I've got to do. So, you know, like I'm writing lists of things I need to accomplish in a few days or over the next month or, you know, next... I haven't really written goals. I haven't done that, though.
Let's be honest, he's owner-builder, which means we've only got a certain amount of time before the house needs to be finished and he's already got an extension. So it's a list of stuff that he needs to do on the house.
It's to make it
livable in the standards of a of someone that comes over to check it, a certifier.
So what happens then, because I've been to your house, it's lovely. You've done some great work.
Ooh.
But is this the third year now that you would have been building it?
This will be the third year.
What happens when the certifier comes on D-Day when it's meant to be completed and it's not deemed
worthy,
livable? What happens?
It's livable. I've just got to get everything done that has been building surf, like approved.
Like,
and like handrails.
Handrails.
Issues, handrails and...
safety things.
You know.
I'm glad you asked this question because I've been asking it for some time and he goes, nah, she'll be right. But
what
I don't think a lot of the stuff in our house is deemed livable.
Do they condemn
yet.
It? They can kick you out and condemn the
do
house?
Do we have to take down the house?
No, they can't do that. It's livable now. It's just, there's...
not safe.
You know,
it's a livable death trap. It's a death trap.
Yeah,
it's a livable one.
Like, kids are still alive, so it can't be that bad.
Hmm.
They haven't hurt themselves, so...
You're right.
I throw more around the house than the kids do.
This must be the same, because...
Those sharp nails in that corner, babe? It stick out. They always catch me all the time.
A door handle can do that if you get the wrong one, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
What's the date? What's?
I think we've got till March, because was that right? Have we got till March? You've got an extension?
March the 7th.
You do have a D-Day. Why do you answer Maddie's questions and you never have answered it for me?
I did. You told you. You just don't listen. It just goes in one ear and out the other with you.
Okay, so you've built your dream home. You're in the process of building your dream home. If it's not completed by March 7, potentially you are going to be homeless and out on the street.
Nah, not homeless. We'll be at your place, Matty, and some of Maddie's.
Put your tent out the back for you.
Take us in for a little bit, will you?
Of course we would. Seven weeks.
What happens if you don't get it handed over? I think they handle over to the council, and then you've got to get the council to come out and do it.
And that's what I always say. Brisbane City Council, one of the best councils in the world.
Council.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say that.
Yep.
I've heard you say it's great that they're able to be called 24/7, but they're terrible.
Did not say that. I love it.
You rate their complaint line very
the
highly.
The Lord Mayor is fantastic.
Oh, that is not what you said when you did that event.
I did not.
Well, Scotty Too Hottie, best of luck. March 7 is the day that's got to be done by.
I just thought I'd just give everyone a heads up. There might be a massive working bee for a whole week. You know, 50,000 listeners here.
Yeah.
Yep.
We can turn it into an R&B Friday.
We're not doing a rescue at your house.
Snag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, imagine we do that. We do a backyard blitz.
Yeah. Move that bus. Hey, Scotty.
They're really struggling, so we thought we'd help them out. First, we might just dip in their brand new pool that they did instead of completing the house.
I've just realised it's probably not certified.
Let's not continue this conversation.
Love you, hon.
There we go. Love you, Scotty.
Right, love you too. Both
years,
all
years.
All right.
Love you all.
Bye.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. Guess what's coming up after first call?
Hey, at 131060, we do miss you over the holidays. We'd love to have a chat. Anything you want to talk about, you can. Our number is 131060.
Chanel is on the air with us this morning. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. What would we like to talk about in first call?
I just wanted to talk about the just acknowledgement for nurses and doctors.
Yeah, they do an amazing job. You had the need for them?
Yeah, so 3 days ago, my son, we thought he was having an asthma attack. Turned out that he was actually having an asthma attack and a reaction to who knows what. It's just his body going into a shutdown. So, oh, wow. Yeah. If it wasn't for them, we would have lost our son. So
really?
I just wanted to say, yeah.
So what happened? Did you make it to the hospital, or did you have to get in?
Basically, what happened was every season change, he has an asthma attack. But what had happened was his body was covered in hives, and the last thing he said to me was, he just said, "Mum, I can't breathe."
Yeah.
Oh. And having five children, you know that something's going to happen to them, like, one day.
Yeah.
But he went in there, and if it wasn't for the nurses and doctors and the quick thinking and the resus team, yeah, we would have lost our son. So now he carries always two EpiPen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one for just everyday use, just in case, and another one is for school. But yeah. I just know that there's a lot of nurses and doctors that are, and I'm a nurse myself, so they're travelling to work right now, and they think that, you know, no one's thinking of them or saying thank you, because I know that, you know, they don't really get acknowledged that much. So I just want to say to all the nurses and doctors out there, like, thank you so much for all the work that you guys do, because it really means a lot to a lot of families. So,
yeah.
Chantel, thank you, and I'm glad your son is okay.
Yeah.
Belle is on from Strathpine. Hi.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. What you got for us?
I just want to shout out to all of our RSS and CFS firefighters at the moment doing it. Obviously tough around the country, trying to keep everyone safe and fight. My dad is a part of RSS in New South Wales, and he's been fighting since September. He fought the really bad fires around Port Macquarie and Wharehope area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know the country has done an amazing thing in fundraising and everything for families that have lost everything in the fires, but I just want to encourage people to give to the volunteer firefighters as well, because they don't get the funding that they deserve.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really tough situation. You know, there's RSS volunteers that are having to buy their own helmets because their helmets are out of date and don't have the smoke visors.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
They're buying their own, they're buying their own boots. I know my dad, he only has one uniform, so he lives in that uniform the entire time that he's fighting. And
when he gets called out, because I've read a million things about it, so he does he get any money from his usual job, or how does that work?
No, he doesn't get paid at all.
It's a volunteer.
It's completely volunteer work.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same for all your volunteers.
They do an amazing job. I hope obviously now I hope that they do get the funding, because they've seen a need for it as well. But I also hope that a lot of them do get counselling, because I know that a lot of them have gone through the most horrific circumstances.
There was a situation that my dad was in before Christmas, and he watched an entire town be obliterated in New South Wales by the fire. And it was a town that he grew up near. And they were up on the top of the range and they were screaming for water trucks to come to them because their trucks were empty.
Wow, crazy. Well, thank you to all of our fireys who are out there working tirelessly. It's
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The royal family is tonight facing the biggest rupture to the firm in decades.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are stepping back as senior members of the royal family.
It's pathetic how affected I get by the royal family. I don't know them, but I like to believe in fairy tales. And when Meghan Markle and Harry got married, I thought it was forever after and they were going to be a beautiful contribution to the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, William and Kate do it. But then there was a big announcement that she was like, you know what, I got married, but I really want to go back to Canada, which is where I've stayed. Probably not really the royal family. I'll still take the money, but we're going to work on being independent.
So that
wasn't her exact statement, but basically.
That's it broken down.
Essentially what she's saying is we're going to quit as a prince and princess, but you owe me holiday pay, long service leave, and once you pay all that out, then I'll go get my own job.
Oh, but we appreciate you doing that big refurbishment on our property. Like,
that was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the taxpayers' money, but now we're going to work it.
Taxpayers pay to renevate their castle.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, they're still going to live there for part the time. And even, can we talk about their environmental emissions that they wanted to do? And now they're going to be flying between Canada and... Anyway.
They could take a boat.
They'll offset their carbon. They'll pay $3.50 extra, and that doesn't count then.
But the Queen has issued a statement because they have been in crisis talks for 2 hours, and she's released a statement saying, "Today my family had a very constructive discussion on the future of my grandson and family. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. Although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family."
Prince Andrew's loving all of this, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. It's like, look over here.
Yeah. Mm.
I just don't feel like you can be, I want to be a royal family. Oh, not for me. Sorry. We're going to live in Canada.
You thought she was so legit and so...
They were going to be the awesome foursome.
You were like, cut us some slack.
Yeah, you were. You were her like, biggest fan.
Everyone leave her alone.
Are you ready for it? You can now say, "I told you so."
Oh, he likes that.
No.
No, just do it. No,
he's going to say
it. Do it. Because I was a Meghan Markle fan and I have... I'm not anymore.
It's not as satisfying if you're asking me to do it.
Don't do it.
I'll just play you some audio instead from, I believe the date was May 18th off the top of my head.
It was raining. You were in blue?
Yeah, I was.
You were in chiffon?
Was it 2018?
When they got married?
2018, and it was around 8:21 in the morning when I said this. "Do you think Meghan Markle is legit? I've got a bad feeling
in its waters." In your waters. Your waters are surprisingly accurate.
Yeah. It's annoying.
And there was, I think I had a couple of reasons as to why I had a bad vibe on them getting together. The only reason I say I'm a little sus on her is she'd only been divorced a couple of years earlier, had been in another long-term relationship with a Canadian chef. They're engaged like 8 months later, married a year and a half later. I just have a bad feeling. I can't quite put my finger on it. And I don't not like her. That's the thing. It's like when your mate brings a girl around and you just can't put your finger on it. You don't know what it is. There's just something that you're sus on.
You're jealous.
It's not jealousy. I do not want to marry Prince Harry. "But I see your true
colors shine." You were right. She's broken up the boys.
Yeah, but they haven't broken up. She's still with Hazza.
That was always her plan.
I know, but I feel like Harry and William were close, and now she's...
It's like a mate.
She's come between
them. Your mate brings that girl, and you're like, "I don't think you should marry her." 2 years later, she's broken up with him, gotten with another bloke, taken his car, his boat, and half his house.
13, 10, 60, have you switched sides? Because I was... I was supportive of her.
So you really switched?
Yeah, because I thought she was going to be a beautiful princess.
There's not many women that would give up being a princess, though. She must really mean it.
Nah, she's still got it. Mm. On the inside, she's still a princess. She's got the prince.
Mm. Do you think it's a fact that the Queen said, "Sorry, you're going to have to delete your Instagram account and not be an actress"? And she went, "Oh, whoa."
She'll pop up. She'll be on Disney Plus, Netflix, Stan.
She's already got an acting role. She's voicing a character in a Disney film.
A princess.
Is that a joke or not?
No.
Of course.
What?
Of course.
That's a joke.
If it was a joke, it's not very funny. No.
Frozen 3. Princess Markle saves the kingdom.
The Ice Queen.
13. Yeah.
Going to Disney deal.
13, 10, 60. Have you switched? Were you all for Meghan Markle, just like Abby, and now you're like, nah, she's broken them up. Or maybe the other way around. Maybe you didn't like her and you're like, well, she can do whatever she wants now.
Oh, you're like me and you don't give a crap.
Nah, okay.
But you don't care about much.
13, 10, 60. Have you switched sides?
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
You really do talk like that.
You had a little bit of work done over the holidays.
I did. I took the time to get some work done. New nose. You know, that's actually true. Yeah, new nose.
I saw the photos on your Instagram. It did look like you were getting plastic surgery.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
I always want you to be 100% honest with me. Maddie, don't beat around the bush.
No one said, ask, can I be honest with you? And the person genuinely wanted it.
Say no.
No, lie.
So when you came in yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought you were still swollen from your surgery.
I think I am.
Like, because you're a bit puffy in the face. Mm. I was like, wow, the poor guy, because you had an intense surgery.
Mm.
And then I saw you side on, and I realised that you were still swollen from your surgery.
You're saying I'm fat?
Yeah, you put a couple on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as generally the heaviest person of the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're right.
I ate like you.
Yeah.
I did. All my holidays. I ate like you. I ate more than I've ever eaten in my life. And it was all American food. But then I came home.
This is so much fun.
I came home. And the first
thing. Actually, we're going to have a weigh-in coming up.
Yeah. No, let's go.
Here we are. It'll be fun. All right. Okay.
So I got back on the Wednesday. Mm. And then on the Thursday, yes, I popped along to the hospital, the Wesley Hospital. Fantastic doctors and everyone was great. And I got all my nasal polyps removed because I had nasal polyps in my nose for years and years. People that listen to the show may have heard I sound very nasally a lot of the days. I sound like I've got a cold.
The amount of pain that you've been in.
A lot of pain.
Has been pretty hard. What are polyps? They're like growths of muscle or
little
bone?
Sacks in your nose. Everyone's got them, but I had too many. The doctor said that I was getting no air through my nose at all.
Hmm.
He said that when he got in there was double the amount that they thought that there was from the scan. So it was pretty bad.
So do they scrape them all out?
They burn it.
Laser.
Yeah.
They used to scrape them. Now they've got laser.
Yeah. Wow. Then I went back. Then I went back for a checkup last week, and I just thought it was a checkup, chit chat, how's everything going? And he pulled these two massive things out of my nose that had been stuck up there to keep my nostrils open, and then he sucked the mucus out of my forehead cavity, Matt. He stuck a thing up into my forehead and sucked mucus out of my head.
That must be rewarding as a job for him.
Well, if you like to pop pimples, I imagine that would be next level.
You'd have to have a good stomach.
Yeah.
And steady hands.
Sure.
Yeah.
How old was the doctor? I always wondered.
Laser beam.
Do you want a young doctor with steady hands but less experience, or an older one with not as steady hands but they've made enough mistakes?
He was right down the middle. He was like middle aged, steady hands.
I always go with the older, because the older are so good that no one wants them to retire, and they have younger people working under them wanting to learn. So they're also there with a steady hand with the old mind.
Oh, as you go
I've
to sleep.
I've thought about it way too much.
As you go to sleep, the old dude goes, all right, bring the actual doctor.
But the thing is, we want to test your voice.
Yeah, what do you think? I can hear a difference. A few people have been like, you do sound very different. But
I think you sound the same to me.
I think the same. Okay. I mean, it depends on, because now this is a class of the good day.
Mm.
Do you know? You'd have to compare it to when you were having those nasal days.
Yes.
And when your nose would make its own sound.
Yep.
We actually recorded you pre-op to hear what you would sound like post-op, which is what you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Give us
before and after photos when you get a boob job.
Give us a big sniff through your nose. Okay. Like, let's hear.
Okay.
Because we've never heard air go through your head holes before.
Listen to this. Okay. You ready?
Wow.
Wow, that's good.
Oh, my God, you can smell.
No, not yet.
Oh.
I have to retrain my brain to smell.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go. So you've still got the same.
Like, he's got to do physiotherapy for his smelling?
Yeah, I have to smell coffee and think of coffee.
No, you don't.
That's what the doctor said, mate.
Yeah, right. Okay.
There we go.
Okay, so here we go. So we're gonna play some things, and then I'm gonna play what you sounded like pre-op, and then you say it now post-op. We'll see if you're different.
Okay.
Nasal.
Nasal.
Oh, that's, don't put on the voice, but that's different.
Nasal.
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 Yeah, you're deeper.
Mm.
All right.
Deeper?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because the other thing that's different is I can breathe and talk
it's
at the same
deeper.
Time.
Deeper. Why would you say his voice hasn't been deeper? It's just less nasal.
It's just what I heard.
Oh, okay.
this is the voice, and that's my feedback. We can't all have the same feedback.
It's probably deeper because I'm fat, Matty.
That does make you.
I can do
you
that
snort,
now.
You got to snort now.
I did.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay.
Billy Button bought a buttered biscuit.
Ooh. Billy Button bought a buttered biscuit. Bing.
That sounds similar. Mm.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
It's just clearer.
Yeah. Where? My singing.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells. See, I had that problem. We edited that one. She sells seashells by the seashore.
It's good.
My singing voice is tenfold.
Oh, God, we're going to hear it more.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
All right. No, yeah. 2020. Personal best. Come okay. Back, no, please.
Go on, sing it.
The only thing you left me when you left me was me.
Nah, still shit.
Oh, that's good.
Well, glad it all went well, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, and you got free anaesthetist, didn't you?
Yeah, you gave me mates rates because my daughter's in this class at school.
How good.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
It's school holidays, though, so I hope you're still having fun. But
is it 2 weeks or 1 week left?
They go back after Australia Day, so on the Tuesday is when most schools go back. But having fun, no doubt you are. But they have released, the council have released a lot of the stats from parking fines at school pickup and school drop-off. Because let's be honest, if you're running late, you just go, oh, damn, I've got to park here.
No, I don't.
No.
Others. I've witnessed
I've seen
others.
Them. Yes. Yeah. And I said, excuse me, miss, that's a bus zone, I told her.
Mirror.
She was thankful for the advice. But they have released some of the stats of the schools that get the highest fine. Corinda State High was the third highest number of fines last year.
Why are you nodding?
Because my wife has been done there.
Yes. Well, that's what, yes.
She tried to say to me, she goes, oh, babe, you got done illegally parking at the school. And I was like, check the time. It was 8:31. I said, I'm at work. It wasn't school pickup.
She's like, can you prove that?
Yeah. that's a big one. But he doesn't go to that school anymore, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Phew.
But they've released the schools that they're going to be focusing on, which I guess is great, but they've released 60 schools that the council's going to focus on in term one.
The hot spots.
But I kind of go, well, does that mean the other ones are okay? Because Camp Hill's not on the list.
Yeah, so.
If you're not on the list, park wherever you want.
I don't think that's what it means.
Traffic Islands.
Ascot State High is going to be on there. You've got Boondall State High, mm-hmm. Bulimba, and we will put the full list up online as well. I guess they're going to be.
So is it parking inspectors that do that, or is
yeah,
it cops?
Yeah, no, parking inspectors. Do you know, I found something. It was really unusual. Okay, because I was going along North Quay, which is where our old building used to be, and I saw a fairly good-looking guy walking, and he was smiling, and I thought, oh, well, there you go. I just glanced towards him, and then I glanced again, and I realised he was a parking inspector. And I don't want to say that was shock, but he was so happy. I thought, well, there's a guy.
He got a whole lot of commission on that street.
You think?
Oh, yeah. He was walking along going, ching, 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 ching.
I don't know. He looked like he just had a joke with someone. He just looked happy and content. And we always say that they're so miserable, but he wasn't. And maybe I know that we've always wanted to speak to a parking inspector, and I feel like this year we're going to.
Was that
if anyone knows a parking inspector, if you're a parking inspector, we want to hear from you, 131060.
They won't ring.
He was in a little, like, a hatchback, one of the council cars.
Yeah, they're usually in, like, a Yaris or something like that.
He had brown hair with a little bit of a...
Were you stalking this guy?
No, I just glanced.
Would you go out twice. With a parking inspector?
If he was as happy as this man and he loved his job, maybe.
But he loves fining people.
I don't know how my husband would feel about it, but yeah.
We'd get free parking. He'd probably be sweet with it.
That's true. He parked on the medium strip. Yeah, but...
We're after. We'd like to talk. We've been trying to talk to a parking inspector,
yeah,
for years now. Right. So if you are a parking inspector or know a parking inspector, we just want to chat to them on air and just get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
just
they're not
understand
allowed to.
Them.
Do you think they're part of it? Is they're not allowed to talk to media?
No, we've had the police commissioner and stuff ring us. We get police officers all the time.
I feel like we're narrowing our search now. I feel like Abby wants this specific guy to call.
No, well, if you're the hot one, sure, ring.
How many parking inspectors are there in Brisbane? That's what we need to find out.
One.
I'll take one for the team. I'll get a parking. A parking fine. I'll go, excuse me, can I get your number?
The technology's good too because their little computer thing now. Mm. You know, it's in the city when you park, you put it in the computer. Mm. It's not just they walk past and chalk you these days. They get text messages from the computer saying, you know, this is where you should go and hit. This is where you should go and check.
Someone's just called up and said they were dating an ex-parking inspector.
Oh, they're dating one now.
No, an ex-one. Oh, dating one.
Caitlin, you're on the air with us, Caitlin. What's your story?
So my partner was a parking inspector for his first job at the Brisbane City Council, and now he's doing another role.
Okay. Oh. Was he, can we speak to him at some point? Do you reckon you could hook us up?
I probably could.
Caitlin, were you dating him while he was a parking inspector, or it was very clearly after he was?
I was dating him whilst he was a parking inspector, so we dated for a year, and then he got the job, and
Does he get a did he get a ticket buzz? Could you tell the days that he'd ticketed it up? He'd come home and be like, babe, 200 tickets today. It was a good day.
Yeah, but they don't get commissioned. No. So they have a minimum of like 40 pings a day or something. Right. Really low.
Were you allowed to park wherever you wanted in Brisbane?
No. I tried.
Has he ever got a parking fine himself?
Before he was on parking inspector, yes.
Now he has the hookups, that's why he never gets them anymore.
Yeah, where to park and where not to park,
Oh, we've got a former parking inspector coming through. We've run out of time to chat.
We will
speak to them, though. Yeah. Stand by. This All could right. be the year we actually...
Thanks,
I mean, we haven't got a currently standing parking inspector, but we will get to one.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here!
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It always kicks off the year on television. They get ahead of everyone. We watch celebrities eating weird stuff. It continues tonight, 7:30, Channel 10. Dr. Chris Brown, our first guest for the year. Good morning.
Oh, what an honour. Good morning, good evening. How are you?
We're good. I'm excited about this season. I've got to be honest. I'm just obsessed with the romance that's going on.
The sham romance.
Well, the sham. That's got to be the first romance
it's
in the jungle.
It's not a sham. This is love. This is beautiful love. This is reality TV love. Is there any pure love on the planet than reality TV love?
We're talking about Ryan, who was on Married at First Sight. So the word celebrity got used very liberally there. And
Charlotte.
Yeah, she was from Geordie Shore, right?
But she's been on so many reality shows that everyone's saying they both know what they're doing. They both knew each other. They both had the same talent agent. And they've both sort of gone, you know what? This will be good for the show.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because... So what we've been told is that they didn't realise each other were going on the show. And so I think Ryan was hitting up Charlotte to catch up, and the agent was making sure it didn't happen because they didn't want them to already know each other before they went in. Mm. But they were sort of all knowingly nodding, going, this might actually be perfect. So when they arrived, it was very genuine, the fact that they had been chatting online, but they'd never met each other. But, you know, Charlotte, it's hard to know whether she's just sort of drawing it out or whether she can, you know, I'm sure she is having trouble getting over her previous relationship and doesn't want to rush into another one with Ryan right now. But at the same time, we're not hating the idea of them, spending a little bit of time together.
I just know that your conversation about this would be very different when you're talking to Julia off camera than you did just then.
What are you potentially implying?
I'm just making you both go.
You know what's funny about it is Abby was showing me them on the show, on the little clips you put up on Instagram.
And they were just kissing each other goodnight. Mm. That's all it was. When everyone else was asleep, he was like creeping over to give her a kiss.
It was a bit more than that.
This is proof. I'm going to play the audio. This is proof, right? If this is just kissing, you know when you go and visit your parents and you convince your partner to give you special cuddles and you're like, I promise I'll be quiet.
No one's going
to
hear us.
My mum and dad are in the next room. You're like, no, I promise I'll be quiet. And then you think you're quiet, but once you stop, you realise you're not quiet. So this is them just kissing. So it's just, unfortunately, proof that you're never quiet.
And saying that, are you and your wife mic'd up during it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm the sound guy. I always make sure.
You would You would hope the walls are a little thicker in your average Brisbane suburban home than in the jungle where there are no walls.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying, Dr. Chris Brown.
But you've got to remember, they got the microphones around their neck as well, so that's not going to the whole camp.
No, I think Maddie was just realizing when he goes camping with us and he's in the fella next tent, that's probably Russell.
That's exactly... what I'm doing here is I'm getting a gauge on whether or not...
you tell me if you heard us and I'll tell you if I heard you. Hey?
But, you know, being on radio, why not mic each other up? Just for a bit of fun, you know? Access to audio equipment, just go for it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we'll do it if you do it, Dr. Chris Brown.
Now, there is something. I mean, look, surely there's enough, like, wild audio coming out of the setting I'm in right now with a number of different creatures.
Hey, wouldn't it be awesome now that Meghan Markle and Harry have left the royal family? Is that going to be the big superstar surprise that you always have every year? Meghan Markle rolls into the African jungle.
I'm pretty sure we still have potentially. You know, there may be another celebrity still to come, and you know that potentially they're international. It's a beautiful link, and you know I think they've been trying to get away from everything. So why not? And I love Africa. I mean, it all makes perfect sense.
They like charity.
If anyone says, "Oh, what is Z grade celebrity to that?" I'll be like, "Nah, come on, that's a pretty good get." Hey, I know that you have such a love of animals. How are you feeling being, I guess, away from Australia when so many of the animals are in need after the tragic bushfires?
Oh, it's been really hard. And I'm sort of, it's 9:30. It's late here at the moment, and I'm up sort of quite late every night just speaking to vet mates back home. And we've got a few mates working out of South Australia at the moment with the koalas and through Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And, I wish I could be back there. It's just the reality of a job, isn't it? You've got to be in a certain place at a certain time. And but, you know, you can thankfully help out with fundraising in other ways and hopefully make a difference. And I'm doing a bit of vet work over here as well. But I realise absolutely that's where the need is back in Australia. And you know, the animals of Australia are certainly front of mind at the moment.
And the show is donating to the bushfires, isn't it?
Yeah, we are. So every dollar that we donate to the Celebrities Chosen Charity goes to a bushfire, to different bushfire charities as well. So, and to be honest, like, every single time we see the celebrities, it's amazing. They've been cut off from the outside world for you know, 9 days now. Every single time we see them, they're like, "Can you tell us what's happening with the fires at home and what's happening with the animals?" And they all want to know. And we sort of drip feed them a little bit, but it's we've got 250 Aussie crew here as well, so everyone's keeps very up to date with everything in Australia.
Well, buddy, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It's continuing tonight, 7:30, Channel 10. Always a pleasure. I'm sure we'll be chatting again at some point over the season.
Look forward to it, and hopefully when I get in the morning, there'll be more high audio, high volume kissing to delight your eardrums tonight.
You and Julia?
On TV. if it comes to that.
You guys had that awkward thing flatmates have where you wake up the next day and promise, "Let's never do that again. We'll never do that again."
Yeah, correct. don't let it get in the way of the job.
Good on you, buddy.
We'll talk soon.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Australia is on fire.
What's happening is unprecedented.
Terrifying scale of Australia's bushfire disaster is beginning to emerge.
Yeah, it's been insane is one of the only ways to really explain the bushfires that broke out whilst we were over on holidays. And there's lots of people with incredibly sad stories.
A lot of people have lost their homes, and let's not forget that, sadly, people have passed away from it as well.
Volunteer firefighters.
Unbelievable. And when something like this happens, I think I always look at the good stories and think how amazing it is that people are helping out. And there's been so many GoFundMe pages that people have been donating to and so many celebrities that have raised so much money and people have donated that I've felt quite warm by it. But then you read stories like this and you go, it must not be true, because police have issued a warning to do not donate to GoFundMe pages, which people would see would be crazy. And that's because of this story. We've got Bridget Bates. Morning.
Good morning.
What's happened to you, Bridget?
Yeah, so we lost our home in the bushfires. So someone had used my profile picture, created a new profile with my name and photograph, then sent the link to a fake GoFundMe page and distributed it to my friends list. So it looked like it came from me, but obviously the scammer was going to get the money from that.
Wow. Do you know how much money they raised in your name with your profile?
They only raised an initial $100 because it was very quick when my sister messaged me and said, I've received this and obviously it's not you because it says I'm not friends with you.
And you think if they've done that to you and raised $100, surely there's some profiles out there they've made where they've racked up to about $10,000 because people, you know, if one of my friends popped up and that happened, I probably wouldn't really double-check too much.
I'd read the
load
story,
some cash in and help them out.
Well, that's exactly what my friend did. She received the scam page that was sent from my brother. So once I shut down my profile that was fake, they then made one for my brother. So and then disseminated it through our messenger list. And then they made a third one when we shut down Brendan's page, and it was just a blank photograph with Facebook user. It didn't even have a name. So then that was distributed through the lists as well.
But, Bridget, it's hard because a lot of people are needing this money that they are getting from strangers on GoFundMe, and I guess you guys still need the money, so a lot of people are resorting to still doing it.
I guess that, yeah, there are some people that just hope for the best.
Yeah.
And donate anyway. I just want people to do a little bit of
research
and maybe open up the profile, double check that it is the friend that you think it is, because the profile that they made for me, it looked like me, but when you opened it, it had no posts, it had no photos, joined Facebook in 2020. So it was obviously a brand new profile.
Mm. Yeah. Can I ask how bad, I mean, obviously you lost your entire house?
I was in Brisbane visiting my brother, so that was a pre-planned holiday. We catch up once a year around Christmas time. Batlow was not under threat when we left, so we just left with our holiday packing. Unfortunately, my home was one of around 20 that were lost.
Did you have insurance?
On Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a process too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, initially, you're working through everything just with what you've got, and insurance sort of kicks in a little bit later on.
Yeah, and I guess it's those things that you can't replace where you start going through where you go photos, and I always think about, you know, jewellery that might have been passed down as well.
That's right. So I was wearing my wedding rings, my watch, one bracelet and a necklace. So I was travelling quite light. And so everything in regard to jewellery or anything anyone has ever given me is gone. I think when I was sitting down and thinking about it, the thing that upset me the most is I've lost the Led Zeppelin T-shirt that my older sister was wearing the last time she hugged me goodbye at the airport. And she passed away a few years ago now.
Aww.
So, yeah, I had hung on to that. And it's gone.
Wow. See, they're the things that you don't think about, is it, until afterwards?
Until they're gone.
Like, even on the, if you were there at the time, I mean, maybe you would have thought to grab it then, but once you sit down,
maybe not.
About it, yeah.
Because with all the smoke and the wind and the noise and emergency vehicles driving around, I don't know whether I would have thought any straighter in that moment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's heartbreaking, but I think the best thing out of this is your message now of telling people double check those GoFundMe pages, and no lives are lost in your case. So we really appreciate you coming on and chatting to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bridget Bates, there she is. She lost her home in Batlow, on the air with us this morning. If you are going to donate to a GoFundMe page and it's someone you know, maybe get in contact with them first.
Yeah. You just want to make sure that the people that need the money are the ones that are getting the money.
Definitely.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks tomorrow, 8 o'clock. It's worth $10,000. We do it every week, as we have been for the last few years.
It's W.
How do you know that? Oh, there you go.
It's W for water. Because I know everything. That's what I say to my kids. How do you know that mums know everything?
See, I've tried to pull that card before. But then I get asked a question I don't know the answer to. I'm like, oh, shit.
You say, just give me 2 minutes. I'm doing something. I'll get back to you.
Xander still believes that when we got the downlights put in, that I also got security cameras put in every downlight in our house. It's wonderful. Tried it on Ethan. Fell for it too.
He did not. No,
he didn't. He actually said to me, well, you've seen some weird shit in my downlights in my bedroom.
I was great.
Good point, buddy.
Happy New Year. Look ahead, buckle up, and enjoy your 2020 journey with Suzuki.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Box. Alpha Box.
Alpha Box. Yeah, here we go. Our first game for 2020 is worth $10,000 every single time we play. And you know what? We still give away answers in the lead up.
I know, because we didn't have a meeting about that. So I didn't know if we're going to do it. But you've just started the tradition. So lock it in.
Easy done.
Yeah. Hey, Erin in Mitchelton. First time on air. So welcome. You need this money?
Oh, it would be such a big help. Anything would be a big help.
Anything. Well, you know that you got $50 for each correct answer. Say pass if you can't think quickly. Get all 10 right, that's when you win the 10 grand, and we can't have you repeat the same answer, okay?
Got it.
Okay. Erin, well, good luck. First player for 2020, and your letter for today is E for Erin.
Excellent.
And for excellent, yes. And your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name a school subject.
English.
Name a male actor.
Ewan McGregor.
Name a cocktail.
Pass.
Name something you find in the bathroom.
Pass.
Name a clothing brand.
Esprit.
Name a movie title.
Pass.
Name a past prime minister.
Pass.
Name a type of tree.
Eucalyptus.
Name something on an office desk.
Ooh, Erin, you got $200.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Well done. Some of the ones you passed on are name a cocktail. You could have had espresso martini, something you find in the bathroom, earbuds or an electric toothbrush, and a movie title, E.T., and a past prime minister, Edmund Barton, which was saying we remember it being on an ad.
You don't remember him being the first prime minister. You remember it from a commercial.
I don't remember school, but I remember advertising. Advertising work stuff.
It was Edmund Barton, wasn't it? Isn't that the line that they say in there?
It's because of the rabbits. That one?
No, that
was
a different one.
That was a Nazi Goring ad. Anyway, there's someone out there who'll know. If you know what ad that was on, give us a call, 131060. Good on you, Erin. Thanks for playing.
Thanks so much, guys.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Stab Abby and Matt want to make 2020 the year you live stress-free. Hit 105.
We want to take away the stresses, and we're saying that we're giving you back time. And how we're doing that is paying for things that you can't afford right now. Whether it is, you know, childcare, we're going to take away that stress so you can spend your money on spending family time, going out on the weekends, getting a cleaner so you don't have to spend your weekends cleaning. You can actually spend quality time with your family or quality time with yourself.
Imagine you go to work and all the money you earn, you get to keep.
Oh,
because,
wow.
Because you don't. You don't have to give it all back to childcare. Yeah. And then, you know, at the end of the year, we're thinking for my rebate right. Have I given the right information?
That's stressful.
Your rent and mortgage is a big one as well.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to cover.
Take that away.
We're going to pay that. We've done it before, and it has changed the life. We had a woman in tears when we paid her mortgage for a year.
I think she'd be happy.
You need to register hit105.com.au. And the first one is credit card. We're going to take away the credit card debt because a lot of people, unfortunately, are living off their credit card. And if that's you, if you've got credit card stress, explain why. Maybe you open 5 different credit cards. 13, 10, 60. Explain how stressful it is to you.
You have to pop off and call us?
Last year, about a year and a half ago, we were. And we cut up all our credit cards because I was reading the Barefoot Investor. And after that, I realised, damn, we haven't got enough money.
Yeah.
So we weren't living within our means.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Effie Zahos on with us this morning. Credit cards, they're the devil, aren't they?
Oh, they definitely are. That's definitely the monkey on your back that tends to stay there. And it was interesting what you were saying, Abby, that you cut them all up and then realise, well, I don't have money to survive. And that's the problem with credit cards. We get so used to that being there, that limit being there, that we use it as our cash flow. And I think the number one thing you've got to do if you are really seriously wanting to get rid of that monkey off your back forever is you need to have an emergency fund before you can even start paying off your credit card. Because, look, I mean, I've been talking money for about 20-odd years, and I know we've got good intentions, but, you know, life throws some curveballs. And if we don't have that emergency fund, well, guess what? You go back to that credit card, and that's that vicious cycle that you've got to get out of.
Effie, we found we have a credit card, my wife and I, and all of our bills come off it, and then we pay our bills off every month. And we're very religious with that. And then occasionally we use it for things and then pay that off. But I was finding some months towards the end of the year, there was a couple of $100 on it. And no matter how much I trawled through the statement and argued with my wife, Esther, about what it was and here and there, we just could not work out what that extra money was. Have you found dealing with people in credit cards that there's always just money that you can't figure it out?
Yeah, and there's a number of reasons. I've got to ask you why you do that too. I mean, are you chasing points or are you putting all your money in your home loan if you've got it to save interest? There are reasons why people do what you do. In a lot of cases, people don't realise how interest on credit cards work and that, you know, just because they say you get 55 days interest-free card, well, it actually doesn't mean you get that full 55 days because if you buy, say, you know, a pair of shoes halfway through that cycle, you're not going to get the full 55 days. You've also got annual fees. People forget. These cards cost a bomb, especially if they're cards with rewards. You know, the highest one I think I've seen on Canstar's database is around $900 in annual fees.
Wow.
Crazy.
They made it harder to get home loans. Do you think they should make it harder for people to get credit cards and credit cards with big limits on them?
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, they have changed. To be fair, there's been some legislation that kicked in that you've got to prove that you can, you know, pay your card off within a certain period. So it is a little bit tougher. But, yeah, these things are thrown out like lollies. And what I don't like about it, I mean, I've got an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old, is that I don't actually want them to know what a credit card is. Not. I mean, when you hear kids saying, oh, you're going to pay that with your credit card, I cringe because I think we're conditioning them. We're teaching them that you use credit cards. You know, hopefully these things will just disappear because we owe about $50 billion is total balance on credit cards. Around $29 billion is hardcore debt. And what I mean by that is that that's the amount of money we just can't pay off. It's just interest. It revolves each month because we can't get rid of that monkey.
I'm going back to lay-by. That's what I tell my kids. If you want that, lay-by. And they're like, what is that? But you remember you had...
Can you still lay-by?
No, I don't think so. But you know when you... I always say, you give me the money and you pay it off. Because then by then, they actually forget about it. And then I give them back the money because it's just that instant gratification. But what is the highest interest rate for a credit card?
Oh, it can be almost about 20, mid-20s easy, hitting up to 30%. I mean, the average one, depending on if it's a reward card, you're going to pay more on that. If it's a non-reward card, you know, you can get them below 10%, but probably 17% you're looking at around the average rate. Let me remind you, if you're only paying the minimum repayments on a card, let's say you owe $5,000 and your interest rate is 18%, and you only pay what your statement says to pay each month, it's going to take you 33 years to get rid of that debt.
Wow.
I'll be dead by then. I'll be right. Well, yeah, look, I mean, we all have been into the trap of them. You know it's bad when you're doing it, but it's an easy fix, and sometimes you just go for it. So we want to help someone. We want to wipe your credit card so you can start off the year without that stress and actually get ahead.
We might make you cut it up. What do you reckon?
Oh, you will have a cutting ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, nah, I won't.
I'm out.
Nah.
How will I buy movie tickets and concert tickets?
Debit card. Well, Effie from Canstar, thank you so much for coming on and informing us this morning. It's great to talk to you.
Pleasure. All the best with the New Year resolution.
Yeah, thank you. Let's hear from you this morning. 13 10 60. What's on your credit card right now? You go and enter at hit105.com.au. Let's talk your credit card stress. Where are you currently sitting?
We'll stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Stab Abby and Matt want to make 2020 the year you live stress-free. Hit 105.
Yeah, hit105.com.au. Go there right now. Register. First thing we are doing for you to live stress-free in 2020 is we're going to wipe someone's credit card. The whole amount. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. Whatever it is that you've racked up over there, whether it's over the year or just at Christmas, go and punch it in and we'll help you get out of it.
Yeah. Last year we had a meeting of what we would want. And that's what we're giving away.
Yeah.
So we've got Rachel in Ipswich. We just want to know how stressful is your credit card at the moment? What have you put on there?
It's pretty stressful. It's like a $5,000 credit card. But I've got two young babies. I've got an 18-month-old and a 5-month-old. So not working at the moment and trying to pay off that credit card is pretty hectic.
Mm. So it's maxed out. You're right up to 5K on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So do you pay off and then just put more on? That's obviously the cycle you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like you said before, you get stuck in a rut, so then you go, oh, yeah, you've got the credit card, so you go to use it, and you're back in that cycle again.
You don't feel good when you tap your credit card either, do you?
No, it's pretty crappy.
Yeah. Well, you know it's going to come back and bite you later.
That's a tough one, Rachel, especially because it sounds like you're buying things for the kids. It's not like you're treating yourself on it.
No, I wish.
Yeah. Well, make sure you go to our website, hit105.com.au. We're going to wipe a credit card.
Mm, James from Heathwood. You might know Abby.
No, I don't.
Hi. Nice to meet you, James.
We just moved up from Adelaide because my wife was constantly sick. We found out we had mould in the house.
Oh, that's the worst.
So we literally moved up with nothing and lost our house deposit to pay for the move, and now we've maxed out the credit card as well.
Oh, so yours is just the essential stuff that you've had to pay for to be able to move.
Yeah, well, when we moved up here, I had to change jobs, and they shut down for 3 weeks over Christmas, so we used all our house deposit, all the credit card, and I've got $50 left. So
What's the limit on it? What have you racked up?
It's only $1,500 limit, but we spent the $20,000 house deposit to buy everything new, transport, you know, the wife, the kids up here, a whole lot. And she's still not well, but hopefully she gets better soon.
Well, I guess with $50 in your pocket and a maxed out $1,500 credit card and you've already seen $20,000 go, that's tough.
It's very emotional, very hard. You know, I was working 60, 70-hour week to get that deposit. And then to move up here and see nothing in the bank, it brings tears to your eyes on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, make sure you register, and we hope Brisbane's been the good move for you.
Melissa, hi.
Hey, how you going?
Where are you at?
I'm currently in Scarborough, sort of like between Brisbane and Sunshine Coast.
And where are you at with your credit card? What's your credit card maxed out to at the moment?
I'm at 7,600.
Oh, God, I think you're going to say 70,000 then.
Oh, God, no.
What sort of things have you been putting on it?
Life, really, to be honest. So, like, I actually, I moved to Spain for a year, and it was a bit costly getting visa process applications and things like that. And I became a teacher over there, and the currency between Australia and Spain is significantly lower than what we get paid over there. So I was sort of just trying to still pay off like minimum monthly payments and things like that. But by the time that I got home, I wasn't able to meet my minimum like monthly payments, and then they were charging interest and things like that. But I was put into like a hardship agreement for them to try and help me. And then I got to a point where I was like earning more income again back here, and I was paying off more than the minimum, but they were still paying me like three times the interest amount. And so the money that I was basically putting onto the card to pay off, I was just getting recharged again back in fees. And I said, this is just crazy. Like, you know, you guys are trying to help me, but you're not helping me at all. Like, yeah. I just don't know what to do.
That's the thing. I think when a bank says, we'll help you, that's
never the
case.
It means we'll help you now, but in a few months, you're really going to pay for it with all the interest. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. So if you've got a credit card right now and you want it paid off in full, the whole thing wiped out. Hit105.com.au, register. We will pay it. And yes, there is a term and condition that we're going to get you to cut that sucker up, I reckon.
We would like you to.
Yes.
Yeah.
We strongly encourage
it. I mean, we'll stand next to you with scissors and
rip it out of your hand. hit105.com.au. Our first big prize for Live Stress Free is your credit card wipe.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Holiday weight gain.
How to avoid weight gain over Christmas.
Oh! I ate too much food.
And didn't we indulge? I don't know whose idea this was.
Yours, wasn't it?
No. Was it? Was it really?
Classic comment.
Anytime Abby says, I don't know whose idea this was.
It was hers.
It's always her idea. Or if she says, I don't think this is a good idea.
It was her idea.
It was also my idea.
It's your idea.
Fair enough.
For the record, I don't think this is a good idea.
We weighed ourselves before holidays and we just got on the scales, but we don't know our results. We didn't look at it. Mm. Our beautiful producer, Siobhan, has come in to reveal it. We want to see how much we indulged, how much weight we put on over the holidays.
Now, I went to America and there is no such thing as a small serving there.
Okay.
It's impossible to eat healthy.
We can tell.
I came back from...
My dimples are joined.
Bali.
You've got no dimples.
Oh, no.
All right, mate.
Oh, I didn't. I just said, oh, no. Like, ooh. Nasty, mate.
Chin-chinity.
Well, you're being rude because... You know why he's being rude?
Why?
It's because I ate a lot over Christmas.
Me too.
And when I came back from Bali, I think I'd put on, like, 3.9 kilos. But since... New Year's Eve, I quit drinking.
Well done.
And eating bad food. Mm. And Maddie over there has started to do the same. So I think that's why you're confident.
No, see, I only stopped drinking on Sunday.
Yes, but you've been eating well and you said that you want to lose weight this year.
Yeah. That's what, like...
Well, God, I'm going to be the fat one on the team now?
I hope so.
Again.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I want a big singlet ready for R&B Friday live again this year. I made that statement last year, but it, like 4 weeks out was ridiculous. So if I start like 8 months out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's done the most? Come on.
Producer Shio Ban is in.
Okay, let's get this done. It's been a big summer. Maddie, we'll start with you. 400 grams down.
You did get naked for your
weigh-in. No, I
did.
I reckon that shirt's about 400
no,
grams.
No, it's not. It's super light. Have I lost 400 grams?
Oh, 400 whole grams.
You just went to the bathroom too. What did you do in there?
Just went for a little whiz.
Mm-hmm. Here you go, girlfriend.
Little whizzer.
I don't want to do this.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, shut up.
Abby?
Yes?
I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Well, that's not a good sign for Stab.
Abby, 1 kilo. Down, my friend.
Yes, sister. Yes. We got them bikini buddies.
Hey, you too.
All right, Stab.
Stabby.
No.
2.3.
Yep.
Up. Because I'm fat. Come on, be
fat. You know I'm fat. I'm fat. No. You know I'm fat. Not going to get mad about that because fat people are jolly.
Yeah, no fat shaming here. I've done. Because I'm fat. I've done something though.
Yeah.
Because the girls in the office, there was a girl, Erin, that got us involved, and Lauren and I have done it. She came up to me because I came in here one day earlier.
And the ballerina tea?
No. She's tapped into my two motivating reasons. So she said to me, look, you put $50 into this competition, and there is a group on Facebook, and so far there is 16 of us, so $800.
Yeah.
If you lose the most weight, you get that money.
Oh.
Oh, all chicks in the office here?
No. They're people I don't know. I don't care taking their money. So each Monday you do a weigh-in and you post a photo.
Yeah, right.
So there's two girls here and all the rest I don't know.
How long have you got?
You've got 7 weeks.
Right.
7 more weeks to go. So it was an 8-week competition.
So
man, I'm going to take that money.
Everyone puts in $50.
Yeah.
There's 16 of you.
$800.
Right. And then... At the end, are you going to weigh in together?
No. So what we do is you weigh in. People are legit. You weigh in, but you've got to take, you will also take next to the scales what the date is. So you put a newspaper.
Right.
So you hold the courier mail beside the scales.
Or like you've kidnapped the scales.
Yeah. Or you'll put your iPad with the date.
Oh, that's good. That's really
good.
So
I'm down 1.8 from last week.
Oh, yes. That's a brilliant idea.
I know. I'm so going to win this.
I'm hungry.
Really?
I don't think it's too late to join if you want to join. Because I'd like to take your $50.
Should we get breakfast today?
Can I?
No, but we used to do that last year, Stab, and you didn't get included at all. Remember, we always used to eat, Maddie and I. For the last 2 years, we've done nothing but eat, and you never wanted to order breakfast.
And we're still skinnier than you.
Oh, whoa.
So I got to enjoy this while I've got it. It's not going to last for long.
Let's all go for
Can
a breakfast.
Get the numbers? What was the kilograms he was at? Are you actually first? Are you happy for us to share your kilograms?
I don't think you care if he's happy.
No, I'm asking. This is I'm getting consent.
Am I happy to share my kilos?
Yes. Are you?
I guess so.
Okay. No. Well, don't do it then.
No, I don't care. I don't care. Because
how many kilos is he and how many kilos am I before I'm poking fun?
So Stav is 85. And Maddie is 79.
Oh, I'm sweet.
What? You're so much shorter, by the way.
I'm under 80.
Yeah, bud. God, you're 79.6.
Really all about you, haven't you?
Oh. All right, I'm in you. Can I go in your competition?
Yeah, do it.
All right, Stav. Stab Abby and Matt.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Facebook's copped a lot of flack over the last few months or even like the last year or so. A lot of big-time celebrities are getting off Facebook because Mark Zuckerberg is letting people post political ads full of lies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So he's got into a bit of damage control and they're revamping the whole thing.
I mean, I should have got off it for that reason, but the reason I got off it is it became popular with my mum and my grandma, and that's when I realised it was time for me to move on.
I don't think we should blame Facebook. It doesn't matter how different Facebook looks or what different features it has. The people on it will still have the same personalities, unfortunately.
That's true.
So, don't blame the people. Blame the Facebook.
I don't think that's going to change people's whingy status updates, you know?
I think it gives them an outlet and shares.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But are they trying to make it all revamped?
Yes, they're revamping it and they're letting a select few people see if they like the revamping. It's like almost like a la Willy Wonka. I'm going to do this to my factory, but only you guys can see it and see if you like it, and then we'll give it to the rest of
the people.
What
do you get if you get a golden ticket?
Well, they're going to bring in Facebook dating, which is it works kind of the same way that Tinder or Grindr and all that work, where you match with people and you get a message saying you've matched with this person and this person.
Because Tinder goes off your Facebook anyway, doesn't it? Like it uploads your
Why are you directing all those questions?
It uploads your Facebook photos.
Ask me about Grindr.
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to ask Stav.
Why?
Because you're telling the story.
Oh. No, so you choose someone as a secret crush, and then if they go, oh, I've been selected as a secret crush from blah, they can accept that, and then you.
Yeah.
But don't you have to be friends, Facebook friends with them anyway?
Yes, you do. But well, it's then, a secret crush.
Oh, no, it's a way. I have heard about this, actually. It's a way of, so if you've got someone who you're friends with on Facebook and you are keen on them, you can put a thing up saying, I like you, click. But unless that same person has clicked I like you, they won't know about it.
Because I was like, what's the benefit of just saying it online rather than saying it face-to-face?
You can go, hey, Abby, I'm keen to whatever. And then if you've done the keen click as well, then we go, oh, my God.
So my husband might not say it back to me.
That's a very good thing. Yeah, a very good chance that could happen.
Cool. Yeah.
So it's going to be faster as well. It's going to have a modern and fresh look. It's going to be, they're going to remove the blue bar at the top.
It sounds like they're trying to be too relevant, you know?
Too relevant.
We're hip.
We're cool.
We're dope. Someone said that in the office yesterday. Oh, that's so dope. I was like, no.
It would have been wrong.
It sounds like ScoMo would say it. That's dope.
That's dope. When someone's passing him a spliff.
No.
I think this is dope.
Bill, I know we're not against each other anymore, but you need to calm down, brother. This is just a few Christmas drinks pre-Hawaiian holiday.
This is dope, and this is the crap. But so they're just sending out an invite to select people, so you've got to go and check your notifications. It's in your notifications. You'll find it, you'll see it, and it'll say.
It'll all be Americans. They won't give it to any Aussies, will they?
We're rolling it out over 19 countries. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, because you got to think, it's a global entity. It's got the biggest population in the world.
The only feature I really want from Facebook is for them to stop advertising Wish products to me. I don't need any of the masks, any of the apparatuses to
Wish is the weirdest website I've ever come across.
And even when you click, it advertises the mask and you click on the mask to see how much the mask is, it doesn't take you to the mask. Mm. It takes you to their whole website. So what's the point of targeting me with that?
What sort of masks are we talking about?
Oh, you know, like Batman,
The GIMP
Spider-Man. Yes, all in GIMP form. But just your favourite superhero.
Is that yours? Mine
sending
too.
Someone a secret crush on Facebook.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
School holidays still, but they go back in 2 weeks. Mm. And I thought I'm going to be a hectic mum. I'm going to be like Stav. I'm going to be really involved and just, I was going to say over the top, but you're not over the top, but just really full on. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be contacting all the books this year. And we got a note from the school saying we couldn't use those slip-on folders because they slip off.
Mm-hmm. So we can't. They banned them, have they?
Only for the prep teacher doesn't like them. You couldn't use the slip-on sleeve. So I was like, if you want to cover the book, use contact. And I've never done it before, but I was like, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Contact sucks. Big time.
That's their slogan.
Whoever can put that on without any bubbles or any of that little lines is a genius. So now I'm sending him just with bubbles that have been popped with a safety pin. So, thanks, but no thanks.
I'm just surprised that the prep teacher's not letting is telling you how you
I think
should
they come off.
Dress your books.
Oh, no, I like this prep teacher. We've had it before for the last child. Right. But I didn't worry about contact for him.
No, you contact. Have your favourite children.
Well,
you have contact with your favourite children. Yeah. Whispering is something that you can either do or you can't do. Mm. You either whispering, you're meant to be quiet so no one can hear you. But if you are still using your speaking voice but yet doing it like this, it's not technically whispering. You're just speaking the same volume differently.
Who did that?
My wife. When we were standing behind, I guess someone you could call a celebrity, at an ATM whilst we're on holidays.
Who? Come on.
I'll whisper it.
Okay, whisper it to me.
Chappelle Corby.
You're kidding.
No.
Really?
I was, that was.
And is she pregnant?
Don't get me wrong. I probably ruined it as well by saying.
Did you say hi?
In a loud voice.
Yeah, sorry, I'll come down.
Are you serious? I knew she heard us because she turned slightly.
Yeah.
And I was in a moment of, I've got to get, am I going to ask her for a photo? Do I get a photo? But she had muscle with her.
Oh, really? Is she pretty? She seems quite pretty.
She had a hat on, big glasses, and right. She was trying to kind of hide, and they called her Shep.
The people did? Nickname.
Yeah.
Is she pregnant? Because I was hoping she was.
I didn't check, and you also know that...
I didn't check. Hey, Chappelle, can you just pee on this for me? Yeah. No reason.
You know that I'm also very nervous about whether saying that someone's pregnant or not.
No, of course,
It's just not something I dabble in.
Yeah, no, of course. I just know that she did an interview and she said that she was trying. Yeah,
but she was holidaying in Majimba at the same time as me.
Mm.
So, I didn't get a photo with Chappelle Corby, and I'm a little bit cut by that, but... My wife needs to work on her whispering.
You should have asked your wife. She would have asked for one.
Well, no, we were both like, it was straight. It was like there was a Hemsworth there. We're like, oh, my God, it's about coming. It's about coming.
My wife needs to work on her whispering, too. We're at a cafe. She went, don't look now, but Alfie Lang is behind you. It was Darren Lockyer, and he heard it.
Thanks for no thanks.
We just did a weigh-in, and I like to think that I'm normally... ahead of the trends, right? Pretty cool, pretty hip guy. Get on the things before everybody else. Head of the curve.
On the cookies.
I came in the heaviest. And I found that since I have awoken my diet, I get hungry these days.
Mm.
And all last year, these two pigs at trough would try to drag us kicking and
cool
screaming
yeah.
to breakfast every day or every second day. And now I'm fully on board the brekkie train. You too.
I brought a salad. What did you bring?
I'm having a green smoothie. You also had half your head sucked out in your surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, that... You should have been lighter. Oh, sorry.
Wow, okay.
Well, you did call us a pig at a trough, so...
Yeah, but that's just the way you eat, not physical appearance. So thanks, but no thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Rightio, that's the podcast. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Bye.